Blog Talk Radio.
Tour. Our guests will arrive at about 1:45 or 2 p.m. Just for a brief 15-minute tour. We have a few people lined up, but please feel free, if you would care to do some of the up and downstairs legwork, please feel free to stay and give us an assist. Our vendor fair is set. It's this Saturday from 12 to 4. Amen. If you are a vendor, you should be here at 11 a.m. Men of Ebenezer, we need you to be here at about 9 to help with the setup. Again, our vendor fair this Saturday from 12 to 4. If you're a vendor, please be here at 11. If you're not, please stop by and support our vendors. Our yoga class is going strong on Tuesday from 10 to 11:30 a.m. If you have not joined already and you are interested, you may still come. Please just remember to sign the waiver before you enter the class and let your friends and family know that the class is free. If you need any more information, please see Brother Prentice Bird. Congratulations to Sister Jaconda Jefferson. She is our 2023 Women's Day Chairperson. Amen. We look forward to her guidance. Women's Day is Sunday, October 8th. We will commence with a back-to-school cleaning of the church this week, beginning on Thursday and continuing for the rest of the month. If you have anything that you have left here or anything that was not cleaned out in our last cleanup effort, please come and get it. If it's left here and it appears to be junk, for lack of a better word, it will be disposed of. So, again, if you have something that you've left here, please come and get it. On August 17th, it's a Thursday, at 9 a.m., the FH Grand Board of the Northwood River District is hosting their last district meeting of the year, and the pastor would like for us to join him if possible. The conference is being held at Central Memorial Missionary Baptist Church at 249 North Kedzie. They will be serving breakfast at 8 and lunch at noon. So again, if you can, on August 17th, please join the pastor for the final meeting of the year of the Northwood River District. And finally, members, please continue to pursue your food handler certificate. I think right now we have about 15 or 16 members who have gotten their certificate, and please send me a copy of your certificate when you complete the course. Now, a hint, take notes while you're viewing the course, because unlike the last time we did this, there is no course review at the end of the unit. So take notes. One of the things that mixes up many people are the different specific temperatures that food needs to be stored at. That's usually where people make their mistakes. Other than that, generally it's pretty easy. So take notes as you take the test. If you're going to be serving food in any capacity once we get the kitchen up and running, you must have your certificate. There will be no passes. Again, please send me a copy of your certificate. Send it to church clerk at embcchicago.org. There's flyers out in the lobby that have that information on there. Those are your announcements for this week. If you are viewing on social media, we invite you to share this service. If you are viewing in here, please remember to turn your device to silent. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let church say amen. Just want to just underscore again the food handler's certificate, because I know everybody likes to help in the dining room. And that's great, but you need to go through that course. It's for safety reasons and liability reasons. And it's just good to learn some new stuff. Amen. Also, we just want to just continue to underscore the import of Vendor Fair this week. Amen. Come on, Ebenezer. Y'all need to be excited. People working too hard. Come on. Now, you can help. I'm waiting. You can help pick up some flyers on the way out today and make certain that you give them, send them to your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, acquaintances, co-workers, whomever. take some of them flyers, pass them out. Deacon Mayberry will be here on Wednesday, I think, and he will be distributing some in the community. If anybody would like to join with him on that, let's make this a success. Amen. He was here last week, and he passed some out and got a chance to meet some of the community, those who live in the community, and they were excited about our vendor fair. Amen. And he also got great comments and from members of the community who also were very excited about our renovation. They have noticed what is happening in and around Ebenezer. Amen. And that is because of your faithful stewardship. Amen. So let's continue the great work that God is giving, helping us do and complete. At this time, we would like to acknowledge all of our visitors here today. We know we have Brother Anthony Chase, who is here. He's sitting back there in the back. Just wave your hand, Brother Chase. We have Isidore Lopez and Pedro Santos, both from Brazil. Welcome, 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 welcome. We also have Pat here. I keep forgetting the last name. What? Pat. We call Auntie Pat. So, Rachel's mom. Rachel's mom is here. We're always happy to see Pat. I know it's center room. I think he's getting that mixed up. But Pat is one of Ebenezer. She's one of our faithful supporters. Faithful supporter. She lives in Arizona. She had to get out for a minute because they got triple digit heat, but she's here today visiting family, and we are excited that she's here, and just want to say thank you to her because she is a faithful supporter of Ebenezer. Amen. Let's stand as we welcome each other and welcome our guests this morning. Let's put a smile on our face. Let's go shake somebody's hand. Let's go hug somebody's neck. Let's greet them with Jesus' joy. Come on, if you are able, if you got activity of your limbs, let's stand. Let's greet one another with Jesus' joy. Thank you.
return to your seat. Make certain that you share. Those of our online partners, make sure you share this worship experience with your friends, relatives. Shout out to our sister who brought, invited two or three people this morning. That's what evangelism looks like. Friends, relatives, neighbors, acquaintances. Let's just say we all can participate, amen? And it's incumbent upon all of us to do our part.
Amen. As we prepare now for the music ministry, just one other announcement. I read this a couple of Sundays ago, but I acknowledge Sister Tamara's grandson, who is one of the recipients of our congratulations class of 2023. I believe I read that a couple of Sundays. Yes. It was Sister Tara? Okay, so that was your nephew. Okay, well, we acknowledge receipt of his card. I read it a couple of Sundays ago, but I am so grateful because I learned a long time ago at Ebenezer, it's always wise and good to say thank you. Because thank you makes room for more. And so to all of our young people who have said thank you to Ebenezer, everybody ain't done it. We acknowledge receipt of your thank you notes, and we wish you Godspeed in your days and weeks that lie ahead. God bless you.
Everything. Thank you. directly to
directly to servicing the outer and inner areas, the renovation projects that we have going on now. You can also give via text to give. You can give via text to give. That is 312-779-0146. Again, 312-779-0146. You can also drop off your gift or mail it to this address, 4501 South Vincent Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. And last but not least, if you have Zelle or QuickPay, you can do that as well. That phone number is 773-960-9028. Again, that number is 773-960-9028. Let us pray. Father God, we want to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you just for being God. Lord God, we praise you just for being God. God, we're grateful that you are our God, that you are the head of our life, that you direct us in everything that we do. God, we ask now that you would bless this offering. God, you know the path that stands before us for your kingdom. So God, we pray right now, God, that you would continue to send us the resources so that we can continue to do the work that you have assigned to us in this great space. We pray now that you would bless both the gifts and the givers. We pray this in the master's name of Jesus. Every heart said amen. Amen. Amen.
We invite you to stand, and if you don't have anybody, you can stand for yourself.
All right.
because we all stand in need of prayer. We're praying for one of our own. We're praying for Betty Brooks, who wants to stay on the prayer list, who's in rehab for 5 more weeks. We're praying for Sister Betty Brooks. Also, we're praying for Lindsay Mayfield, Martin Reed Jones. We're praying for Brother Rob Martin. We're praying for Doris Robinson, Deacon Chester Coleman, Elise Grant, Alfred Moore, Al and Mary Burton, Mary Sumter, Shirley Alexander Anderson, Sarah Phillips, Mary Alexander, Reverend James Thompson, Bernetta Pearson, Michael Jones Jr., Ernestine Rowe, lifting up Lily Turner, Myrtle Gunn, Tara Blevins, Sadie Turner, Leonard Tolbert, Willie Windham, Brendan Charles McLaughlin, John Lewis, Monica Purnell, Willie Mae Davis, lifting up Arlena Jackson, Beverly Bulkins, Mayosha Spraggins, Rhonda Brown, Jack Spinks, Virgiline Daniels, we're praying for Lee Stevenson, Laura Cottonwell, Maisie Jordan, Aaron McCray, Irma Johnson Egger, Shanita Johnson, Latrice Jones, Maxine Olsen, Marita Payton, Joseph Harris, James Simmons Jr., Jennifer Warren, Tasha McShann, Irene Brown, Sean Hart, Linda Mayfield, Marlene Cohen, Nikita Franklin, Randy Estes, Marvin Locke. Continue to pray for Vivian Peake and family, Children's Coma Hospital, Alexis Cobb, Sydney Cobb, Wanda Kimbrough, and Odell Boyd. Every time we read this list, one will conclude that there's a lot of names on the list. And you can look at it a couple of ways. You look at it one way and say, there's a lot of folks on the list, and that's true. Or you can look at it this way and say, there are a lot of folks that believe in the power of prayer. There's a lot of people that believe that prayer changes things. There's a few witnesses on this list that know that prayer can make a difference. And so we don't mind calling these names. I know some folks say sometimes they're the same name, but that's okay because they believe in the power of prayer. And we're standing because we do have a testimony about the power of prayer. So we lift these names today. Won't you join me in prayer? Eternal God, our Father, we are grateful to have this privilege to call upon your name as we ask for you to intercede on behalf of these names in which we have lifted today. God, we ask that you would come by here, oh God, and see about their circumstances, oh God, whatever they stand in need of, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you and only you would meet them at the point of their need. If they're looking for healing, we ask, oh God, touch them. If they're looking for restoration, touch them, oh God. If they're looking for a financial blessing, touch them, oh God. If they just want their name as a testament, a praise report, bless them right now, oh God. Bless them and keep them, oh God, in the hollow of your hand. God, come before you also, God, in this prayer, thanking you, thanking you, thanking you for your continued favor, for your continued mercy, for your continued grace. Thank you, oh God, for the doors that you keep on opening up for us, for the ways in which you are making for us, oh God. God, I lift up those who are assembled here in person and online, oh God. God, you know what they stand in need of. You know why they came today, oh God. We pray right now, oh God, that you would meet that need indeed. God, we want to grow closer. We want to grow closer, oh God, as we continue to give and do this.
you've given to our hands. Help us, oh God, to always lean forward as we seek to hear your voice and seek your guidance. Help us to know, God, that everything that we're doing, oh God, it ain't us doing it. It's you making a way. It's you opening doors. We're just mere vessels being used by thee. And so, God, we thank you for this privilege to serve you for such a time as these. Continue to bless our efforts. Bless this church, oh God. Bless us as we seek to evangelize this community, particularly this coming weekend for our vendor fair, oh God. Let us not just be so excited about the shopping, but let us be excited about the possibility to win boys and girls, men and women for Christ. We thank you, God. We lift down this prayer from the wings of the Lord. Place it at thy feet. For the all-white house we pray, for his sake we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated in his presence.
Have some hills to climb. I have some weary days, and some lonely nights. When I look around, and when I think over, all of my good days out of my weary days. So I won't complain. Yeah.
Some of us actually have a lot that we can complain about, but we just ain't gonna do it. We just ain't gonna do it. We just gonna turn it over to God. We got a lot that we can be complaining about. We got a lot of stuff. Some of us got a list of stuff, a notebook of stuff we could be complaining about, but we just ain't gonna do that. Hallelujah. I like that. That shirt thing. Yes, I like that. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hold on, y'all. I won't get in no trouble. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But it's fitting. It's fitting. I was telling Susan a few minutes ago, I saw some music on her stand on the computer, on the piano. And I said, oh, y'all singing that song today? She said, no, I'm just going to play it during something. I said, wow. I said, that song fits exactly where I am. And I said, that's how you know that God is working, because the song that she had just sitting there just fits exactly where we are. She'll play it a little later, but I just said, wow. I said, okay, I'm in a good place then. I'm all right. I must be in line with him. The scripture has already been read, Joshua 6, 1 through 5, Joshua 6, 1 through 5 and verse 20. I will read it again briefly. You don't have to stand. Joshua 6, 1 through 5. I'll read the King James Version. And it says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend upon every man straight before him. And the last verse, verse 20 says, so the people shouted when the priest blew with trumpets, and it came to pass. I could have just left it right there. So the people shouted when the priest blew with trumpets, and it came to pass. You can read the rest for yourself. The word of God is already blessed. Amen? Amen. I just want to talk for a few minutes this morning on a simple subject that just simply says a preemptive praise. A preemptive praise. I'll make it a little bit plainer just in case somebody missed it. You can praise him in advance. If you want to change it again, in advance, praise. Amen. But this morning, we're going to talk about a preemptive praise. There's sometimes, church, that for all the times that God has spoken into our spirits, we find ourselves facing situations and hurdles and circumstances that sometimes seem to be impermeable. And what that means is that sometimes we find ourselves behind some walls. Sometimes we find ourselves that it's brokenness that hinders us from receiving what God has for us. Yeah. Sometimes these walls we find that some of them are the burdens of life that we're trying to bear, but some of these burdens are some stuff we put on ourselves. Some of it is unforgiveness in our spirit. Some of it is inability to move beyond, come on now, what we are today. Come on now, how many of us are still sitting around sulking and mad about something that happened to us 15 and 20 years ago? How many folks are still carrying burdens? Watch this. The folks that you mad at don't even know why you mad at them. Nor do they care. You the one losing sleep, and they sleeping like babies every night. But nevertheless, Ebenezer, I'm here to tell you today that no matter what the walls are in your life, God is sufficient in all things. You see, the God who has brought you this far on the way did not bring you this far out of the wilderness just to leave you. For somebody sitting here this morning, you're standing on the edge of your promised land. Okay, let me help you. See, your eyes may not be able to see it, but set your spirit to receive it. You can be on the edge of a breakthrough, on the edge of your victory, and on the brink of receiving the fullness and the promises of God, but your walls are in the way. Well, I want to help you this morning, Ebenezer. The walls are about to come down. As we look at the text is one we just going to stick strictly to the text. We find the Israelites in the same position as some of us. You see, they're standing on the edge of their promised land, and finally, after their years of bondage, finally, after facing the Red Sea, finally, after wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and after losing their leader, Moses, generations after the promises of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and after the periods of trial and tribulation and travail, now they're standing on the edge of a breakthrough. But there's a catch. Read the scripture. There's a catch. See, there's a bit of a snag in the process of the promise. You see, even though, watch this, they call a glimpse of the promised land, in spite of the fact that the place of their victory is just around the corner, they still can't touch it yet. Yeah. See, there is a wall that is an issue. There is a wall that's separating them, watch this now, from the fulfillment of the promise. Yeah. A wall that is hindering them from moving from where they are right now to the place that God has called them to be. Now, can I just help real quick? Some of our walls are not physical. See, the Bible is talking about a physical wall right here in this scripture, but some of us are carrying some mental walls. We named them earlier. You're walking around with bitterness in your heart. You're walking around with unforgiveness in your heart. You're walking around with depression. You're walking around because somebody discouraged you. So now you just want to isolate yourself behind this wall. But Joshua and the children of Israel, well, they were on the conquest, watch this now, to gain the promised land, the land that had been promised to them way before they were even born, the land that they had to overcome and conquer. They even had to push the obstacles out of their way. I wonder, saints, I wonder how many of us have found ourselves in similar situations, that we recognize that God has spoken some promises to us, but yet we still find ourselves facing the very walls that are stopping us from getting to where God wants us to go. We find ourselves facing a gap that needs to be bridged. There's some growth that needs to take place. There's some strongholds that need to be torn down. There's a wall that needs to be removed that's stopping us from receiving the God and the victory and the place that he has set for us to do. So the question becomes, how do we remove the walls? How do we overcome the obstacles? How do we position ourselves to receive all that God desires for us? And how do we move these things out of the way? Well, the scripture tells us in verse 2 that the Lord said unto Joshua, he said this, he said, see, S-E-E. He said, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho. The word see is an interesting word right there. Watch this. It brings me to my very first point, and that point is this. We must develop our spiritual eye. Oh, Coco, let me help you. You got to develop your spiritual eye. What are you saying, preacher? You got to tell flesh to get out the way. Because sometimes your human eye will fool you. Uh-huh. See, understand, oh God, let me help you. I'm preaching to myself. Understand, when God brings this conversation up with Joshua, God wants him to see the situation with his spiritual eye. He's not asking him to see it through his physical eye. He's not asking him to evaluate the situation based on what he can touch or based on what is tangible. He's asking him to elevate, watch this, elevate and evaluate based not on what seems reasonable. Because see, when it seems reasonable, it seems easy. Or if it seems difficult to the eye, then the brain can't imagine overcoming said obstacle. But see, it's through spiritual eyes that even when we're in the midst of the worst pressure, even when it looks like all hope and hell is breaking loose, even when it looks like there is no help, we recognize that the Lord is still on our side. So Ebenezer, here stands Joshua, overlooking the city of Jericho. You know, Jericho, the city that he and Caleb, along with 10 other spies, had looked at 40-some-odd years ago. The same Jericho that the children of Israel had decided they would be unable to conquer. You know, Jericho that had the two walls that encompassed the city. Can I help you? Y'all know the story about the spies. They sent them to go check out the place. And as soon as they came back, the first thing they said, we'll never make it. Ain't no way we can take that place. They got giants and all. First they talked about all the good stuff. Oh, they got these grapes the size of this and this and that. But then they said, but they got some giants over there, and they got some big, strong, they got armies and everything else. We will never be able to take them out. But see, that's what happens when you look at stuff with your naked eye. When God tells you something, you got to see it in the spirit. Okay, all right. You know Jericho. Jericho is this fortified, according to the word now, this fortified, impregnable city. And now God is saying, see, I have given Jericho into thy hand. So God is doing what? Watch this. God is saying, Joshua, have faith. He's saying, Joshua, I have spoken a promise to the people of Israel, and in this moment, I'm about to make good on my word. Real simple, real easy. This brings me right to my second point. I ain't gonna be up here long. My second point is this. You've got to be willing to put your faith in action. Okay, all right. Let me say that again. You got to be willing to put your faith in action. See, we can talk about faith all day long. See, I got faith that I'm going to eat when this service is over. I got good faith. But if I sit here and just wait on God to bring it to me, I promise y'all I'll be lost 20 pounds by next Sunday. Because see, if I got faith that God going to do it, I didn't have to put that into what? Action. Come on, let's get back to the scripture. When you look at the scripture, one would suspect that when God gives an order like that, an order simply to march around the wall day after day, that there would be some objections and that somebody would think that, okay, this sounds a little crazy. But see, here's the interesting thing here. The thing is that the Israelites were not afraid to trust God. They weren't afraid to trust God to do a new thing. Watch this. And I just have a few questions for the saints in the room. How many of us are afraid to let God do a new thing in our lives? Okay. How many of us are afraid to let God do a new thing in your situation? Yet many of us, when God starts speaking, when God starts trying to do a new thing in our lives, we get the case of the stiff neck. We get the case of the lead foot. We get the case of, I don't want to do that, or we've never done it like that before. So rather than move forward, we would rather sit in or sit on what we've already done. You see, it's as though somehow we believe that the same God that was at the beginning of creation and that was able to speak light into darkness, the same God that was able to bring order out of chaos, the same God that was able to speak to the Red Sea and open it up so the Israelites could cross on dry land, that somehow the same God that loves us so much, he would number even the hairs on our head, that somehow the same God that loves us so much, he sent his only begotten son so that he could die for you and for me. The same God that raised his same son on the third day with all power in his hand, that somehow the same God is suddenly unable to perform miracles. How? Did we forget that God is bigger than our situations? Did we forget that God is bigger than anything that we can throw at him? But see, we refuse to move on with what God says as if he's not the Alpha and the Omega. We forget that he is the beginning and the end. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Because see, church, we allow fear to creep in and uncertainty to paralyze us. And then what that does is it limits our ability to receive what God has planned for us. God has told us that he would give us the desires of our heart. He has told us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He has told us that he is our strength and our refuge. Yet we act as if he is not omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent, and that he has not charted the path of our lives and ordained a victory for us. Sometimes we refuse to move out of our comfort zone because we don't know where our feet go, man, so we'd rather just stand where we are, and we refuse to move. But the Bible says, come on now, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning that God is ready to do a new thing in your life, but it starts with you moving on where he tells you to go. It starts with you believing, watch this, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It starts with you believing that greater is he that is in the world. Oh God, I'm not. It starts in working right here that if God be for you, who can be against you? Come on, watch this. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, in all things, we are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us, I am neither persuaded, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things past, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. In order to bring down walls in our lives, people, we must develop a preemptive praise attitude. You see, the scripture tells us that the Israelites were doing as God commanded, and were going around the wall for the seventh time on the seventh day. And God commanded on the seventh time that the priest let out a blast of the trumpets. Now, let me clarify something. This interesting thing about trumpets, you know this. The trumpets that the priest was sounding were not the trumpets to announce a battle. No. See, these were the same trumpets that were used in worship, watch this now, to signify that the presence of the Lord was in the place. Yeah. These were the trumpets of Jubilee. Okay, watch this. Come on now. Well, see, there's a difference that the time that the trumpets of Jubilee, watch this, they began to sound and the walls were still standing. Okay, watch this. The trumpets began to sound and the walls were still standing. The shouts that went up were a preemptive praise. They started praising God before the thing did what it was supposed to do. Okay. They had an attitude of, I'm going to praise God in advance. The shouts went up not because the victory had already been won, but the shouts went up because the Israelites understood that the battle was not theirs. It was the Lord. See, their praising began, watch, oh God, their praising began not because they had fulfilled the promise, but the praise went up in recognition that God had already spoken the promise and that his word was about to come true. These Israelites recognized that his word goes out and it was not returned void. The praises went up in recognition of the fact that no matter how things might look from the outside, that God had already ordered their steps, and he had shown them without question that all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. And as all the shouts went up, when the shouts went up, the walls fell flat. I told you I wasn't going to be a bit long. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but somebody in here needs to know that the walls in your lives are about to come down. See, you've been making progress by living in the Spirit. You've been making progress, watch this, by praying in the Spirit. You've been believing the Word of God and advancing your spiritual victory. But now it looks like you may have come up against the wall. But let me tell you something about walls. If God can make them fall down, why are we crying and complaining? If God can put the wall down, why are you sitting in unbelief? See, unbelief is one of those things that keeps us separated from God. It pushes us into to places of depression, and it pushes us into corners where we sometimes can't see. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to keep you separated. He wants to keep you unbelieving that this great thing is possible. Can I bring it home real quick? Nobody, I can tell you right here now, I can't speak for all y'all, but nobody in here believed that the city of Chicago would give us a grant just short of $100 million. That they would just say, oh, here y'all got it, here you go. But see, faith and action. Okay, all right. Faith and action. Yeah, they called and said, hey, have you heard about this grant? I said, no, hold on, let me tell the pastor. Here it is. We moved on it. Faith in action. Okay, all right. You have to recognize that the conditions you're in are not limited to just what you can see.
We have to recognize that the conditions that we are surrounded by are not limited to what we can see, because the Lord is taking us where he wants us to go. The walls of unbelief, the walls of fear, the walls that are hindering you from your promised land. I wish I just do me one favor. I promise I won't bother you no more. Just look at your neighbor. Just find a neighbor. Find a neighbor. Find a neighbor. And tell them your deliverance is in your praise. Okay, find another neighbor, because they didn't look like they believed you. Tell them your deliverance is in your praise. See, we at a point in our lives that we can no longer sit silently and let the enemy just run free. The reason why the streets of Chicago is crazy as they are is because we've been sitting on our praise and giving God glory for too, not giving him glory for too long. Watch this. I promise you, and I still believe this from the bottom of my heart, in every church in this city, at an appointed time, would leave our comfortable spaces, flood the streets of Chicago, all at the same time. I feel like Joshua not going around the building. And flood the streets of Chicago at the same time. Every criminal, every drug dealer, every car thief, every burglar, everyone would have to bow down and give God some glory. If we just went out there and start lifting up the name of Jesus and start giving him the glory ahead of time, preemptively, give God some glory. If I just had a few believers in this church, you've been asking God for something. You've been praying to God for something. But it ain't quite showed up yet. But if you are fire baptized believer, and you know God can do that thing, I dare you to stand on your feet right now and just start giving him some praise. Praise him in his face. Praise him right now. Praise him for what he's already done. But then give him a praise for what he's about to do. Because there is victory in your praise. There's deliverance in your praise. There's breakthrough in your praise. There's healing in your praise. Ain't he all right?
closing us from this. Anytime that you feel like the walls are closing in, just start praising God right where you stand. I heard the word of God said, if you make your bed in hell, I'll be there with you. So when I'm going through hell, I'm going to just start calling his name. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. The word of God has already blessed me. Hallelujah. I'm done, y'all. Y'all come on. The door of the church is open. The door of the church is open. You can come now. Thank you. The door of the church is open. You can come now by letter. Christian Experience, candidate for baptism. The door of the church is open. If you have been out of church, you're not affiliated with the church, you're out of fellowship or something like that, or if you just need a place that you can call home, our doors are now open to you. This is the place you can come. We're more concerned about your relationship with God than we are about your membership here. So whether you're online, if you're online and you're watching, God bless you and thank you. If you're online and you're watching, you can join. Right there, the information is on your screen. Come on. Y'all know it.
Reminder, I forgot, Stanley, you told me earlier, and I forgot as soon as I got up here. For those of you watching online, the vendor fair flyer is on our Facebook page. Go to find that flyer and then hit the share button and then send that out to all of your friends. Hit that share button and send that out to all of your friends, and then that way we can have an amazing crowd out here for our vendor fair. Folks for us to fellowship with. Folks for us to evangelize to, folks just out here for us. We are so grateful. Thank you. Thank you again for your opportunity. If there's nothing else, we can all stand. Amen. We can all stand for the benediction. Yeah. That's it. See, if I could sing, I would sing it, but I didn't. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep
you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now and forever. Every heart said amen. Amen. Oh, come on, give God a hand clap on your way out. Hallelujah.
Who said we was housing it in
we
here?
Wasn't. I got asked. I'm like, where am I going to put it?
No, sir.
No, okay.
See you later.
There we go. Put these in the middle. Bring them in.
Okay. See ya. All right. Get ready for school. And I'm leaving.
Thank you.